When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Now, we are live as always. It is the first Sunday of July. It's July 1st. Happy July. Looking out the window, you might not know that. However, we'll get to that in a moment. First of all, we'll just set the table here and let you know that Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And across the table from us in the studio for the first hour here is Animal World call screener number one. That would be Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
And then call screener number two. And this is the only order is because Kathy's closer than Ajie. Ajie is through the glass on the other side in her own private studio. That would be Ajie's here. Good morning, Ajie.
Good morning, Martha.
All right. All is working. Now, before we do anything else, well, no, never mind. Well, yeah. Before we do anything else, I have to say, Kathy, you left early last week because you were going grandchild showering.
Is that right?
So how was the baby shower?
Oh, it was terrific.
All right.
Big turnout. Close to 30 people came.
No, it's a good, that's a sizable
turnout.
Number for a
right.
baby shower.
It was good.
So family, friends, and
right.
all of that.
Right, yes. A
Excellent.
Large group of
so
people.
It was a successful affair.
Absolutely.
So what was your contribution? to your grandchild to be.
Oh, my love.
Okay.
Helping out behind the scenes.
And of course, that love is just unconditional, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And
so this was a no gift affair? Is that what you were getting at? You
well,
were
yeah,
to
I was just curious
was.
Because I have a grandchild on Final Approach. And I just went out and bought, I hope he or she's not listening, but I went out and bought a bunch of Husky stuff. Husky gear.
Oh.
And I got to tell you.
Now,
I got to tell
just
you.
No,
let me finish my
okay.
thought. Okay. I got the stuff home and I'm like tearing off the, you know, price tags and all that sort of stuff. And I had a tear in my eye. And that is really unusual, just in anticipation, looking at these little sleepers, little hats, little stuff. I kind of went a little crazy.
Well, no, first of all, is this your first grandchild?
It is my first, or will be my first grandchild.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty psyched about that.
When is this
no
baby
wonder
due?
There's a tear.
Well, like as I said, Final Approach, couple weeks,
Ooh.
Pretty soon.
How exciting.
Yeah,
it'll be cool. Do they actually know if it's a boy or a girl?
They do not, and by design, they do not.
By choice?
Yeah.
By choice, they do not.
We have images, of course, but we can't tell the sex.
Right. Oh, okay. But anyway, well, first of all, congratulations.
Yeah.
We are so
yes.
excited for you and to be a grandpa and all. We have to call him grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other part of the story is they're both first-time parents and they both work. She's a baby doc and my son is a financial analyst. So they have a limited amount of paid time off available. So they're kind of organizing that. But as they both hit the trail going back to work, there's one day of the week that their nanny to be is not going to be available. So I get
grandpa?
Absolutely. I get to watch this grandchild. So I am really stoked about that.
That's cool. Well, not a lot of guys would be. That means you get to change diapers and
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. Hang out.
You're in for that.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Congratulations. But then I have to say is that, you know, I'm a teaser. You all know that.
Of course.
So I just got to say.
Yes.
Baby shower, husky gear. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Is that so typical guy stuff? Is that typical guy stuff?
First of all,
or what?
It wasn't for a baby shower. I just went out and bought it. Oh, I actually bought a stroller for the baby shower.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
This is little infant gear. And it's husky color, so you could go
but
either
he's not
way.
But kidding. His blood is purple.
Oh, no. It's a big thing. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, it's just, if there really are stereotypical, I mean, generalities you can make about guy gifts and girl gifts.
Yeah. And I'm in there. I'm a guy gift giver.
That's generally by the wife or whatever. And this is what is this, sexist? Is that what we call it? But anyway, I'm admitting it, so you don't have to beat me up.
Yep.
But, you know, that's why wives or girlfriends do the shopping for this sort of thing. But, I mean, it's cute. You'll have a little husky in the family. Now, are the parents of this child, are they huskies as well?
My son is, as am I.
And
my daughter-in-law is a Michigan Wolverine graduate.
Ah.
So part of it, my decision in buying was a preemptive strike.
I thought
I would get more husky gear before the Wolverine stuff started to come in.
Oh. And of course, if you were really a balanced, non-judgmental...
Which I'm not. But
I was going to say, if you really were, then you would have thrown a little Wolverine stuff in there just for sure. But that's not going to happen, huh?
Not on my watch.
Okay, so I see you're just getting it in there first. Well, let's just make it clear. But, you know, is that so typical?
All right. What can I say? Guilty as charged.
Okay. So anyway, that's why he asked about a gift.
Curious.
Yep. Clothing is what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cute little sleepers.
And when they're little, I mean, what do you need? Sleepers, T-shirts,
diapers,
lots of washcloths.
Right.
You know, the little,
Well, that was part of my gift, too, is I offered to come over for 2 weeks and basically get up in the middle of the night.
Oh, bless your heart.
So Ashley and Ryan could sleep.
Well, how nice of you.
So
That's a great gift.
That is.
Yeah, I know. I wished I had that. Had it.
Yeah. So hard on moms because they got to do it all.
Really.
And there's only so much that dads can do. They can do a lot,
but
only so much. There are limits.
Well, we're still
trying. I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
We're still trying to
figure
out.
Well, no, I mean, there are limits. There are some things fathers can do, and there's some things that they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't breastfeed the baby.
Absolutely.
But that's about the only thing.
That's what I'm trying to figure. How am I going to feed that baby in the middle of the night?
Well, isn't that what now
there are ways.
Me here because I've never been a human mom in this lifetime. But isn't that what like breast pumps are for?
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. And don't you want to start that like early so that the baby gets used to taking it from different
That's true, except that there's no substitution for mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, mom is it, particularly when you're nursing as an infant. So, yes, you can create alternatives.
Well, see, that's why you should be over because, if this were parents, human parents with baby in the oven and we had dogs or cats in the family, I would have you talking to the baby and have the cat on your belly or the dog next to you. And I would start the bonding long before the baby's ever born. So, I think grandpa should be over there talking his little mouth up to her belly and say, hello, Dad. I'll be with you once a week.
I have felt the grandchild move. I got that going for me.
Very good.
And, of course, when I take over, there's going to be lots of music and lots of reading.
Okay. Now, I'm going to also give you, we're going to start our education early today, you guys, because you know I teach, a lot of what I teach with animals applies directly across the board to humans, especially to human children and that sort of thing. And remember I teach interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when human babies are born, they come in with their circuits wide open, okay? And they shut down because they are not, as they get older, because we don't teach it, we don't encourage it, all of that kind of stuff. But when that baby comes in, And I want you to, because we've already got a mindset on here, and I want to remind you the first, one of the first metaphysical principles with telepathic and empathetic communication is thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So when you go into it with a mindset, well, gee, there's only some things that dads or grandpas can do, you know, they can't do everything, and there's no substitute for mom and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's what you're projecting onto the situation. Okay, so you want to change that before you go into that situation. Well, you could play yourself that. What's that wonderful song? It was by, it was a country western song, Lone Star, Mr. Mom. I think. Love that song from years ago. Anyway, it's a great one to get into it. And I don't know why that came in, but it's a good song. I really like that song. Anyway, never mind. But realize that those babies, when you're taking care of that infant right off the bat, that you can communicate telepathically and empathetically. We can do that before they come out. But when they come out, and so we make a lot of things more difficult when you're holding the baby. It's just like if you're working with an animal, okay? The stuff, energy goes downhill. You know, the flow is from the adult human to the baby. So if you're nervous, if you're worried, if you're upset, if you get stressed, you stop breathing, mm-hmm. you lock your energy field, all of that goes into the baby. So you want to remember to stay calm, to stay breathing, to imagine what you want, not what you don't want. Because so much you might be saying, oh, calm down, you know, everything's okay. But in your mind you're thinking, oh, crap, baby's going to be crying forever, it's turning blue, I don't know what to do, this is awful, mom's not... And you can create a whole problem. But if you understand these concepts of how to communicate, and they get the pictures in your mind, they feel what you're feeling, you can adjust their energy. If they're real stressed, just hold them and stand there and breathe.
Yeah, I think that's what colic is all about.
It can be, and that you blow off the energy and all of that. I mean, I can tell you a story. I did... Now, we're getting off track here, but, you know, this applies to animals, and this is something you all need to know. So we'll just go there. And Kathy and Aji and I were talking before the air, and they said, well, it's just amazing how you just talk. And there's always – it's like – but, see, I don't plan it. There's no – it just comes
it
through
just
me.
Comes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Yep.
This was clients I saw years ago. They had a couple, a married couple – three kids, I think, and brand new baby, and a basset hound that was extremely sensitive and was biting everybody in the family. And so I was there to help them understand the basset hound and all of that sort of stuff. And in the course of educating them about the basset hound, and basically they were so into their own stuff and the kids and all of this, the dog was kind of like a loose cog in the whole thing, and the dog would be, they let the dog be on the furniture and that sort of thing, and if they wanted to come over and sit down without thinking about it, they'd just sit on the dog or kick the dog out of the way. There was no communication. And the dog was very sensitive, so the dog got defensive and all this kind of stuff. So the biggest thing they needed to learn was how – it was a good dog, and they just need to learn how to communicate. And so the telepathic and empathetic communication was really critical in this situation. Well, then as it turns out, they had special needs. Their oldest child was autistic, a young teenage boy, autistic. And then they had a brand new baby. Well, when we got to – Talking about the communication and so forth, I must have mentioned, it must have come through in the session, said something about they probably could use these communication skills with their autistic son, because, you know, their left brain, their cognitive skills are on a practical, logical level are not that great. But my understanding is that these children are brilliant, and there's a lot going on in there. And they said, well, gee, we're having a problem with him, because, you know, he's a young teenager now, and there's a real issue with him going to bed. And the kids will be in the, you know, the family room watching TV and stuff, and it'll be time to go to bed. And we go in, and it's a huge battle, an argument between father and son to get this kid into bed. And so I said, well, I would imagine now it's been going on long enough that you guys dread this time of the evening and you don't look forward to, you know, and you started in your minds of how horrible it's going to be before you should. Oh, they said, well, what, have you been eavesdropping? Yeah, that's exactly what we do. And I said, well, why don't you try an experiment tonight? You know, and when it's time, you know, for him to go to bed, instead of going into the negative thinking and doing what you usually do, stay where you are, like if they're in the kitchen or wherever they are, and just in your mind, breathe, calm down, and imagine that it's time for bed, and see him getting up and cooperatively going to bed and all that stuff, and see it the way you would like it to go, and just imagine that for a little while in your mind. They called me the next day and said, miracle, miracle, we can't believe it. We did what you said. We sat in the kitchen. We just visualized him getting up and going to bed. By the time we got up and went into the TV room, he was gone. We went upstairs. He was already upstairs in bed.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
All right, so that changed their whole life with that child. Then the story that I'm getting to that's pertinent to what we're talking about here is that they had a brand new baby. And this was months down the line. They called me. The wife called me one afternoon in a total panic. And, of course, I happened to be at the phone and picked it up. And she said, oh, my gosh, Martha, we don't know what to do. Our baby is in real trouble. The baby's been colicky, as you know, Mike was talking about, and really stressed. And she won't eat. And it's been awful. She won't take a bottle. This was a, I want to say, a rescue baby. I mean, they did, like, fostering and this kind of stuff. It wasn't their own child. So there wasn't breastfeeding going on and that sort of thing. But she won't take the bottle. She won't eat. She hasn't eaten for a long time, and it's been really awful. And I'm so stressed out about it. You know, I'm sitting down here in the kitchen, and my husband's up in the bedroom trying to feed the baby. And the doctor just told us that if she doesn't take two bottles, you know, an hour from now or whatever, we have to take her to the emergency room. And we're so stressed out. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. I said, all right. Calm down. Okay, so talk to her about breathing, calming herself and de-stressing, and then reminded her about the communication. And I said, just you and your husband, just calm, relax, and I want you to just hold the vision in your mind of the baby relaxing and drinking the bottle, you know, and taking it, and just all of that. And that's all I did was help them calm. Of course, you know, I said some prayers and send some energy, but get calm and calm down. Visualize, da-da-da-da-da. Well, she called me back in an hour, said, huh, thank you, problem solved, baby's fine, drank the two bottles, everything's great. Wow. We won't forget this lesson again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Good,
so just remember that. When you guys are doing that brand new baby thing, don't go into it thinking that you know that only mom can do it, and there's stuff that you can go in thinking and imagining that you're gonna, everything you need is gonna be right there when you need it, and you will be guided through, and remember to calm, breathe, remember the communication. And all of that.
The idea is to remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's been a while, right, Kathy?
Right. See, what often happens with these situations, especially with my clients, will tell me, I get into a situation and I don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden I hear your voice in my ear, Martha. And I remember what you know, do a jolly routine. Do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, that's another story. You've got to hear this because this is a kid's story. Okay. Another thing. This was a guy I used to date for a number of years, and his first granddaughter was a toddler now, and she was getting potty trained. Okay. And grandpa was babysitting. Mom and dad were gone. And so she had to go. So he was taking her into the bathroom, and she just says, Grandpa, I want to do it myself. And so, you know, he's grandpa, so he's okay. So, you know, he backs off, and she, you know, is getting her little, you know, getting her little self ready, and then starts hauling herself up onto the toilet because she wanted to do the big person's potty and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, she falls into the toilet.
And you hear her screaming.
Well, yeah, and so he goes, and he's thinking, oh, my God. And he's starting to panic, and he's thinking, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, what do I do? And then all of a sudden he says, Martha, I heard your voice in my mind, and I heard do a jolly routine. And actually, see, you don't know how coincidental this is. Anyway, do a jolly routine. So he said, I went into the bathroom, and I said, wee, oh, boy, you fell in the toilet. Isn't this fun? Oh, boy, how neat. He said, all of a sudden, she was just fine. She started laughing. Yeah. She hauled herself up. We dried her out. She finished her job, and everything was cool. He says, Martha, it was the most wonderful thing in the world. It could have been the most traumatic thing in the world because she could have been scarred forever, and it would have been Grandpa's fault and all of this. But as it was, she thought it was a great experience.
Oh, good story, Martha.
Yeah.
That's
now,
so true. Yeah.
Now, that leads me to, it is the 1st of July, and I have to apologize and say, oops, CRS at my age. And today's tip, it's going to run at, 11 o'clock today, is the 4th of July tip. Because 4th of July is next week. Now, the oops on my part is that I should have been running it the whole month. At least that's what I've done for the last 8 years. It's only been 8 years, but, you know, I spaced it. And Mike hasn't been here with me this long, so he didn't know. Anyway, so you only have a few days to prepare, but it's teaching you how to get your animal friends, especially your dogs, with fear of loud noises through the fireworks and the loud noises and so forth, and how to teach a jolly routine and how to use it. Now, obviously, you don't have enough time between now and the 4th, because that's Wednesday, to lay all the groundwork. But the fact of the matter is, remember, thought directs energy. Remember to just do it, whether you've practiced it, laid the groundwork or not. Handle it the way I tell you to in this tip, and it will most likely work. I'm also going to have some 4th of July tips from Mary Getton that she sent out this week, and a Dr. Al Pleckner tip for you, and I'll get those in during the show. But we will run the 4th of July tip at 11. And once again, I'm sorry I forgot to run it the rest of the month, but you'll be able to at least have that information and do jollies and know how to do that by the time Wednesday rolls around. So you see, that's how it happens. Everyone, how do you do that? It just comes through me. I have no idea what's coming next. She says, you always seem to be 10 steps ahead of what's going on.
And
you're
just, your brain
it's
is
like,
10
no,
steps ahead
no,
of
No, it's
your,
not my brain, but my that's shut down.
Yeah.
It's a channel from.
Yeah, but that's good.
Yeah.
You're talented.
Well, thank you. Well,
very good.
You know, it's Divine Mother, so what can I say?
Yeah, that's true. We can't all take all the credit.
No, it's not me. It's Spirit that's coming through me.
Give credit where it's due.
I'm just the vehicle, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Or the vessel. All right, so, okay. All right, now see, all of this over a shower last week.
How about that?
How about that? Well, okay. You see, it can just happen. And so the second thing I want to let you know is that we will be leaving you early this week. We are done at 11:45 today. So because this is the first Sunday of July, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha, and phone lines will be open throughout the show, and I will entertain your behavior training or healing questions or anything you want to talk about or ask about that has to do with animals. But we're out of here 15 minutes early, so make sure you get your emails in or you call early enough that I have time to get to you. And Mike, we are out at 11:45 because?
Because we will be airing a Seattle Sounders women's soccer game coming up. Game actually starts at noon, and we'll be doing our pregame show at 11:45.
All right, and it's just possible. So that means no rebroadcast of Mystic Radio today after Animal World. Is that correct? And you may be tap dancing because you had to tap dance a little bit yesterday.
Yesterday was pretty interesting. We normally connect via a broadcast quality, what's called a tie line connection, and unfortunately the venue was moved at the last second. We ended up on a field that had no telephone connectivity, so ended up doing the game over a cell phone, which my heart went out to the guy on the other end, John Billings, who was making the call, because it was in Colorado. It was 90 degrees. They were in a, as I said, an adjacent field that had no stands, had no shade. And
he had to do the whole show holding a cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, but you got through it.
We did.
And now they've gone to a different venue today.
Different team, different
venue. And so
venue.
You have no idea.
We'll
find
out.
So anyway, you just might want to stay tuned for live radio.
Yeah.
And it's soccer.
That's correct. Women's soccer.
And that reminds me, you said it was like 90 degrees and awful. The reason I look out over my shoulder, and it's a gray and rainy day here. But I would say, no whining for me.
No.
Nor me.
Because,
no.
Holy mackerel, you look at the weather charts when they're doing the weather reports around the country. It's like everywhere's, but like right
I
here.
Know.
And like the northeastern United States. Everywhere else is like triple digits, storms. There's like, I heard on the way, Mike, what was the news saying this morning? Like 2 million people without power.
Yeah, it was over 3 million on Saturday because of thunderstorms that rolled through on Friday night. So it's brutal.
Well, I just think we all need to think, instead of wallowing in the bad stuff, let's think positive thoughts and send special blessings and cooling on all levels for the highest good for everyone else in the country and all of that. And I don't know about you guys, but I love the rain. I love the weather we're having. I'd much rather have this. All right, so we're in agreement here. We're all happy campers.
I would too.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And besides that, summer doesn't come till July 5th anyway, and
that's
it looks
right.
like it might even be dry for July 4th this year. So, at least those are the weather, that's the weather projection. So, actually, all things considered, we ought to all be happy campers
Thank
out
you
here.
Very much.
Yeah.
Right.
Woohoo. Okay. All right, next up is that our longest advertisers and sponsors, Designing Health, of still being generous and allowing us to give away a bag of their Missing Link supplement for our contest winner. So we're still doing that. And the way that it works is when I do the live Designing Health Missing Link advertisement, live means, you know, I do it extemporaneously when it's time. In one of the 3 hours of today's show, at the end of that little ad, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And when you hear that, you pick up the phone and you call Aji or Kathy, who's ever on the phone, and tell them the word of the day. And then you get to pick which Missing Link you would like. And you can have the ultimate cat formula. Or if you have a dog friend, you can have the skin and coat formula or the hip and joint formula. And the one major restriction is to understand that station rules are you can only win one contest on the station, not the show. One contest on the station every month. So as long as you haven't won another contest within the last 30 days, you are eligible to win the Missing Link contest. However, I'm just going to say I would appreciate your cooperation in knowing that this is a promotional giveaway by our sponsors, and it's a very generous one on the part of Designing Health. But the idea is to get you familiar with Missing Link, see how your animal friends do, so that you will then continue to buy the product. So if you have already won the contest and gotten it for your dog and, say, for your cat, now if you have multiple animals, then I can see calling into winning multiple times so you get enough to try it with all of your animals. But once you've done that, then buy the product. Don't call to win the contest. Doesn't that make sense? Give somebody else a chance. To win if you've already been able to. The idea is not to keep you in free Missing Link for the rest of your life just because you're good on the phone and quick at getting in. So there you go. Now, unless, of course, you are destitute and can't afford things for your animal friends, and then I don't care. You can win as much as you want.
And today is July 1st.
And yes.
So that cycles up a new month.
Well, but what if they won last week?
Well, it's not clear to me whether the rules are once
within
a month as in a calendar month.
Month
or within the last 30 days.
I think it's within the last 30 days. At least that's my rule.
We can do that.
I might even be tougher than Mr. and Mrs. K&W on this one.
They're glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because you know they're listening.
You bet. You bet. So, well, we want to be fair.
That's right.
Yep. Okay, so listen up. Now here, I'm going to give you phone numbers now so you have them, and you must call in to win the contest. You can't email, but you can email with me with behavior training or healing questions or comments or whatever, because it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha, and I've got a bunch of stuff to talk to you about, but phone calls take priority. So jot these numbers down, and when you hear the Missing Link word of the day, that's your cue to call in, or you can call in anytime with behavior training or healing questions. Local number. number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And a toll free is 888-298-5569. And that's 1-888-298-5569. And our on-air email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. That's the address you should use if you want us to get it while we're on the air. Otherwise, you go through my website, marthanorwalk.com. But animalworldlive@hotmail.com while we're on the air. And good catch. Aji's looking at our giveaway form and says it does say in the last 30 days, and this is an official station giveaway form.
There you go.
So that would be it. So once again.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, cool.
Got to read the fine print.
This is true. All right, then let me tell you. I'm going to start with, I've got an event happening today. It's a kitten adoption. I'll tell you about that. I want to tell you a little bit about next week's show, or have a request for next week's show. Let's see, I told you about the tip coming up at 11. Current events towards the end of the second hour, as usual. I have got some follow-up. I've got a little bit of news, and then I've got great dog and cat TV, great learnable moments, because we've got new episodes of It's Me or the Dog with Victoria Stilwell. The premiere opening show of this season for My Cat from Hell with Jason Galaxy was last night. So we got that to talk about, and they're running all kinds of Caesar Dog Whisperer shows on Nat Geo Wild, because his premiere will be next Saturday for the new season. So there's all kinds of good educational. Oh, and Dogs in the City is still airing new shows, and their last one aired Wednesday evening. And so we got lots of good animal TV to talk about. So I think that catches you up on every. Oh, and then I am going to talk more about the Pleckner syndrome, especially how it relates to my cats. And I think that covers what we're going to try to squeeze in today, along with your phone calls, of course. So how about we start off relatively on time, Mike? Does that, like, suit you?
I say let's go for it.
All right. So let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, knowing it is the most important part of the show. So please listen, support them, thank them. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you miss any or all of any one of the Animal World shows, you can always go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, click on the audio archives link on the homepage, and listen at your leisure to any of the past shows that we have done. And, well, not any, because they can't all be there, but you can listen to lots of shows in the archives, and they are now being posted in the latest MP3 format, so you can download them to iTunes or your whatever those contraptions are that you listen to. Yeah, see, because that's where the non-geek Martha comes in, because I don't do that kind of stuff, but it's all happening in my head. So anyway.
You're in good company, Martha.
Okay. Oh, good. Good. You don't do that stuff either.
I'm trying. But it's not easy.
Okay, I'm not even trying. I got my new computer, and that's good enough for me, at least right at the moment. But, yeah. Do y'all sing in your head? Do you sing in your head? I sing in my head. I get songs going in there all the time. Most of them are Yogi chants and stuff, but that's a good thing. Anyway, let's see. All right, back to business here. And I just want to mention today, before I forget, that there is an adoption event today, a kitten adoption tent event. Come meet your new favorite kitten family member at the Northwest Kitten Tent event. These adorable babies will be in one location. All kittens are spayed and neutered and up to date on vaccines. Opt to adopt and feel the love pour all around. And it is today from noon to 3 p.m. It is at the Pet Market at Dash Point. That's in Federal Way. Pet Market at Dash Point. Their address is 4613 Southwest 320th Street in Federal Way. And let's see. Kittens are healthy, vet checked, dewormed, spayed, neutered, treated. Oh. Well, you know how I feel. Treated with Advantage. Well, and if you're going to use one of those spot-on flea treatments, I prefer Advantage over any of the other ones. So we'll give that a could be worse. feline leukemia and FIV negative, microchipped and up to date with kitten vaccines. They're completely socialized and amazing little babies. Adoption apps are on hand or email. No, can't email in advance. Adoption fees are just $120 for a single kitten or $200 for a pair of littermates. There are some orange tabbies, brown tabbies, black and white, ragamuffin mixes, and more. So that once again, the kitten adoption event today from noon to 3 p.m. at the Pet Market at Dash Point in Federal Way. Okay, then. Time for animals in the news. Just going to, I have cut way down on the amount of stories that I'm bringing in. And, let's see. Aji, did somebody call in about the missing link? Is that? That said it's available at www.vitacost.com. If somebody has a chance to check it out, I think you can buy it online at designinghealth.com. I would check and see. I can't imagine that another online website would have a better price, but maybe so.
That's a good point.
So we're looking at Vitacost.com. They say for the small bag, it's $8.18 a bag, but we should check designinghealth.com to see how much it is to buy it directly from the company. Because every once in a while, sometimes you do get a better deal someplace else, but we should check that out. Okay. And then, of course, you want to check the pet stores because sometimes you'll get better prices there. All right, animals in the news. Before we go to my stories, Kathy, you have a story that I don't have.
Yes.
So what?
I heard that.
And it's actually a good news story.
It is. It's
so we'll
very
start with
good.
A little good news. How about that?
In California, they outlawed fragua.
Fagua.
Fagua. On the menus of restaurants, which is. Geese
and duck liver.
Yep. I guess it's a very
real big in France.
It's considered
very gourmet,
right?
And now, I'll just say this up front. I personally have always my whole life loved liver, beef liver. Most people don't like it, but my mom liked it, so I liked it. I really liked liver.
So me too.
I intentionally have never. Oh, Aji's saying she does too. So I don't know what it is, but I figured if I ever tasted foie gras, I would probably really like it.
You would.
I'd probably really, really like it. So I have never tasted any because I've not had the immediate opportunity since I have known how it's created.
Yes, that
and
was the thing.
That is. That's the horrible thing, you know, if you don't know how they make these, of course, are kind of factory farmed ducks and geese, and they are force fed. They are tube fed down them and overloaded, just fed and fed and fed and fed way more than they could possibly ever eat on their own or would eat on their own to make their livers explode with fat.
And to see the pictures I saw. Last
and
night
see
on the news
of the ducks
of the size difference of the livers
of what they look like in these. Yeah,
huge.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Huge.
So it really amounts to duck and geese torture.
Absolutely.
Is what it really amounts to if you're going to eat that stuff. So
yay, California, for outlawing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
The animal rights activists.
And that has been done.
Put in there.
Has been done in a number of cities. Around the country,
oh, right.
And I'm trying to remember, I think one of the stories we did, because we followed the whole process of them outlawing it, I think it was in Chicago. And the mayor took a lot of heat for it and all that kind of stuff. And then after the next election or whatever, there was enough public outcry, but they rescinded the law and they made it legal again, which was, anyway, I'm sorry. If you do that, you're just going to have to pay the karma.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm sure it tastes fabulous. It's just not going to cross my lips, I'll tell you.
I just couldn't get it out of my mind.
No.
As I was eating it.
No, I couldn't either now. I just couldn't.
I mean, to see the pictures of them force-feeding those...
I mean, don't get me started. It's like veal. No way I could ever eat veal again, knowing how those little baby cows are tortured. And then some of the other, like, there's a famous steakhouse. And this was back in the previous radio station days, and we were taken out, the Animal World staff, to dinner by a sponsor of some kind, and we went to this particular steakhouse. And our Miss Sandy, you know, a former call screener, was with us, and she got majorly sick during the meal, and we both got all kinds of impressions. And it was on a Saturday, I believe. I mean, we did a lot of the show about it the next day, of what the beef had to say, and that these corn-fed beef cows were never allowed to go outside. They were kept, you know, in a stall inside a barn all the time, and they had never been allowed to breathe fresh air. They'd never been allowed to walk on the grass and graze. And I've never been back, and I won't eat that kind of beef. So there you go. Okay, let's get back to, how about a little 4th of July stuff from... you will hear my 4th of July tip at 11 o'clock to teach you how to teach jolly routines, how to handle 4th of July fears. And I'll tell you, to add to that is Dr. Al Plechner's his tip, aside from understanding that extreme and irrational fear in dogs and animals often relates to an imbalanced or non-functioning thyroid, a hypothyroid condition, which can be individual on its own or part of the Plechner syndrome endocrine immune imbalance. But a low thyroid will create extreme and irrational fears. So addressing that can resolve the problem. In the meantime, then you have, if their thyroids are okay, then listening to my tip, teaching jolly routine, using that will help eliminate the fears. And as a matter of fact, I'm remembering last night when I watched some reruns of Cesar Millan's, you know, Dog Whisperer, one of the cases they were dealing with was a case of fear, and a dog that was on a fishing boat with his master and did great on the fishing boat until they went through a huge storm, and then the dog was, you know, really panicked. And so Cesar and his two young girls that were working with him went on the boat and helped to get this dog through the fear. And the fact that they were able to stabilize this dog, she did so well, tells me that the dog didn't have, you know, a low thyroid problem or, you know, a Plechner syndrome, a huge thyroid complication, because they were able to behavior mod through it. And mostly it had to do with changing the owner's attitude and the way he handled it, because, you know, monkey see, monkey do, which I teach you all the time. So that was really good. And I'm thinking of it too, actually, Justin Silver and Dogs in the City this last week. He dealt with a fear case. So we'll get into that a little later. But so know that it can be related to thyroid, but the way you handle it is also extremely important. You'll hear about that on my tip. Then Dr. Al's tip is, if you have a dog or cat that, especially dogs that are really firework sensitive and the noise, to put a little mineral oil or baby oil or an oily ear ointment in their ears, because it coats the eardrum and substantially cuts down on the sound. And we've been giving that tip on the air now for, gosh, could be up to 7 years or so now since, you know, Al was doing the show. And I've heard from listeners around the country who have very sound sensitive dogs and have said how much just that little trick of putting oil in the ears makes. So that's a little trick that you can do. And then Mary Getton, of course, who is our local animal communicator, although she is getting ready to move all the way across the corner, the country, whoosh, all the way to Florida. Anyway, she always sends out some 4th of July help. And she says, rescue remedy, a Bach flower essence is a non-toxic liquid that works gently on the energy system to relieve stress and anxiety. It is available at most health food stores and many pet supply stores, put 4 drops into the animal's water dish and stir vigorously. Start right away and continue through July 5th. You can use, humans can use it too. I also say you can put those drops into a spray mister bottle, spray the air. You can put it right on the skin behind the shoulder blades and rub it in a little bit. And I find with Rescue Remedy, it either works really great or it doesn't seem to work at all. So, but, you know, it is effective in a lot of cases and is generally for acute fear type situations. That means, you know, not a chronic, which is all the time, long term. Another human supplement now used in dogs, according to Mary Gettin, is melatonin. It should be used for several consecutive days before and during the 4th and can calm the nerves and reduce anxiety. I don't have any experience with this, so I can't comment yay or nay. The Whole Dog Journal recommends that large dogs take about 3 milligrams daily and dogs less than 30 pounds only 1.5 milligrams. Herbal tinctures of valerian, skullcap, or kava-kava can also be helpful. Always check first with your vet for exact doses and usage. I would say most vets wouldn't have a clue, but holistic vets would. In addition to one of the calming supplements, it's most important that your animals be kept in a safe place that they cannot escape from, an interior bathroom with no windows in a nice, dark, quiet spot. Place a radio or TV on to cut down on the intensity of the outside noise and reassure your pet that everything is okay. Got to be a little careful with that. Reassure the pet that everything's okay, because if they're panicked in the sound and you're saying, oh, calm down, everything's okay, that, as you'll hear in my tip, is generally rewarding the fearful behavior and telling them that the fearful behavior is okay. So that's a fine line. You can explain, I would explain further with the loud noises are humans celebrating, you know, a big holiday and the bangs are, you know, the puffs of light and visualize and show them what it is and that we are safe. But you don't want to say, okay, you're okay, everything's okay, because you can be rewarding the fearful behavior and therefore amplifying it. It's best not to take your pet to a big celebration and be aware of what is happening in the neighborhood. Small firecrackers can upset as much as large ones, and dogs can ingest unexploded fireworks. Fur catches on fire easily, too. Think ahead and keep your pet safe on the 4th. And if you've got a retriever, by all means, you know, keep them away, keep them on leash, pay attention, because when somebody throws a firecracker, a retriever might want to go pick it up. So be cautious about all of that. Okay, here's something y'all might be interested in. This is a local news story. And that interesting, because we've talked about this. Most cities stick with county's animal shelter. And that would be the regional animal shelter of King County. It says, after grousing, you know, because there's been, you know, the big whole turnaround where there was all the abuse allegations and everything at King County Animal Care and Control. And there was years of mucking around with all of that. And then the whole system kind of changed. After grousing about the high cost of sending animals to King County shelter, Kirkland and Bellevue have decided to sign up with the county for another 3 years. City council members in both cities continue to have concerns about county costs they feel are excessive, and they haven't ruled out leaving the system at the end of the new contract. All but one of the 26 cities that contract with the county for animal services have said they plan to stick with the county system through the end of 2025. That's a victory for Regional Animal Services of King County, which was faced with the possibility that its cost per animal would rise if numerous cities decided to hire their own animal control officers and send animals to private facilities. It's interesting. Auburn, the one city to break away from the county system at the end of the year, will send animals to a new Auburn Valley Humane Society shelter. So that's interesting. But it's a Humane Society shelter, so that implies to me that it was privately built, not governmentally built. And that's what these other cities that have been screaming about found out, that if they had to do it themselves, the startup costs, then combined with the maintenance cost, far exceed what it costs to have RASC, or, you know, Regional Animal Services of King County, do the job. And King County agreed during 7 months of negotiations to keep the amount paid by cities from rising significantly during the new contract period. And the county will expand the days of regular animal service patrols from 5 to 7 days. I think that's all really good. Okay, so this really could be a good news story, but for the animals of King County, at least, you know, better than whatever. Interesting. This is just a FYI. This was in, was this yesterday's? Yeah, yesterday's Seattle Times. Animals and Humans Linked in Sickness 2. At the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle, the animal's health can mirror that of humans. Some female jaguars given hormone implants as contraception at Woodland Park and other places have developed breast and uterine cancers through a genetic mutation. After a gorilla was born at the zoo with a cleft palate in the 1990s, female gorillas were given prenatal multivitamins with folic acid, same thing that happened with humans. So these examples and more are explored in the new book, Zoobiquity, What Animals Can Teach Us About Health and the Science of Healing. It's written by a cardiologist, Barbara Natterson Horowitz, and a science journalist, Catherine Bowers. And they were apparently in town this week visiting the zoo and whatever. But so anyway, if you're interested in that kind of stuff, the book is called Zoobiquity, What an Animal Can Teach Us About Health and the Science of Healing. I did not, nobody sent me a review copy, so I can't tell you anything about it. Other than it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like, duh. I've been telling you that for years.
That's right.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to save this for next week. For Robin and Martha, mystery mass death of 70 green turtles in Australia. Queensland state authorities said 62 of the vulnerable species were confirmed dead and another 10 were spotted floating at sea by a helicopter. The turtles were nourished and had no obvious signs of illness. There is no obvious cause of death. We've tested for all the normal reasons, like boat strikes and starvation, but that has not occurred. It is a species specific to green turtles, and we can't see any signs of toxicity or chemicals, and our analysis to date has shown no parasites. It's a complete mystery. Well, sounds like a Martha and Robin Sunday topic to me, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So that's going in that pile. Now, here's another one. This was sent in by a listener. It's a follow-up, actually. Attack on bats, no end in sight. A plague killing bats nationwide shows no sign of slowing. The white-nose syndrome that decimates bat populations is still spreading. Starting from one cave in New York State in 2006, the fungal infection that preys on hibernating bats has killed more than 5.5 million bats in 19 states. The bat deaths could cost farmers $3.7 billion in losses, biologists estimate, given the flying mammals eat insect crop pests such as beetles and pollinate plants. And until recently, most of the losses took place in northeastern states and eastern Canadian provinces. But over the winter, the syndrome struck bats in Missouri as far west as it has been documented, and in Alabama as far south. 2 weeks ago, wildlife officials announced that signs of the fungus had turned up in a cave in a new state, Iowa. So I figured that we've visited, Robin and I have visited that before, and I don't remember all the details we got, but I say that's worth another visit. This one I'm also going to save, this one came out of Seattle Times yesterday. Chimp attacks U.S. student at African sanctuary. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I did.
This just sounds bizarre. We know that chimps can be aggressive and all that sort of thing, but this is in Johannesburg at a sanctuary founded by Jane Goodall. It was a Texas graduate student, and he had gone inside the second fence and was standing next to the perimeter fence that was a hot fence. but some, and he was doing giving a lecture to tourists. And somehow the chimps grabbed his leg from under the fence, and they hauled him in there and hauled him a half a mile away and kind of chewed him up. Now, he survived that, but wow. It just seems really strange.
And supposedly this young man had actually loved these animals since he was a young kid.
Yeah, his mom is saying he wouldn't want them blamed and all of that.
Right.
He lost parts of his fingers and part of his ear. At least he didn't have his face torn off like that woman in New York. But he has a profound love for chimps. That's what I thought. And since he was a very young child, so it's something he came in with. So anyway, I thought that would be a good one to tune into and see if we could kind of
like to see where that goes in the future.
And then, we'll end this hour with this one, and then we'll start the next hour with the best good news about animals. How does that sound? And I had this, I think, in the news last week, and I can't remember, but I think I had to dump the news. I don't know, because I haven't done much. But the last of the Pinta Island tortoises passed away. His name was Lonesome George, but this is the latest. There's a photograph of him with the beloved Galapagos Island giant tortoise, known as Lonesome George, will remain a tourist attraction even in death. Ecuador's environment minister says the reptile that became a symbol of disappearing species will be embalmed and placed on display on Santa Cruz Island. So apparently he was the last of these Pinta Island tortoises. So I'm going to put this in the save pile, too, because I thought it would be kind of neat to tune in to these tortoises. Now they're on the planet anymore. I wonder if they'd tell us where they went, because they got to go. They went somewhere. Be interesting. Okay. All right. So all that's left is good. No, we have one. We have one story that just came in from a listener. We'll do that, and then we'll do the best good news. So stay right where you are. We're going to turn this puppy right around. Animal World continues with a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.